Eat Your Oatmeal by Jimmy Robakowski. Two truck drivers, John and Daryl, are heading down the interstate in their big rig carrying a load for Quaker. They stop at a truck stop to use the restroom and get some snacks. Waiting in the line to check out, John overhears a song playing on the radio and begins singing along. Daryl, coming out of the restroom, hears his friend singing and decides to join him. They continue singing until they get to the counter. The slightly disheveled middle-aged woman behind the counter says, "Hey, you two are pretty good. Are you some kind of singing duo, like Simon and Garfunkel?" They look at each other, sharing a grin, look back at the woman and respond, "No, we're just hauling oats."
This is Wasted Information! Wasted Information!
Well, this is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking, Brandon?
I'm drinking pear.
Drinking pear.
Dog started licking my hand. I'm drinking Pay It Forward Cocoa Porter from West 6 Brewing. And it's brewed with cocoa nibs. So what's really cool about this one?
I thought the cocoa nibs was the cool part. It gets better.
It does get better. Yeah, so what's really cool about this one is that 50 cents of every six pack goes to causes that nonprofits that focus on Black and minority causes. So
solid.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Doing good stuff in Lexington and beyond.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
Shadow Boxer Oatmeal Stout by Indiana City Brewing Company. Shadow Boxer is a rich, full-bodied oatmeal stout featuring dark roasted malt aroma with hints of vanilla and robust coffee-like flavor. I really like it because I like stouts, but I don't think I've had any beer that was somewhat boxing-related that I didn't like. The Busted Knuckles are good.
That's fair.
What was that one out in Jersey? Brawler?
I was going to say, yeah, from Philly. Brawler.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was really good. One specific about this one, besides it's 5.4%, something I've never seen on a, or never noticed on a beer can, they have label art, and it's saying the label art, or who did the label art.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's all one word, so I was sitting there fiddling around trying to figure out how to pronounce that. I just looked it up. It's not what I thought. Ron Luhorn Industries did the label art for them. Hmm. Yeah. I like porters and stouts, and it's an oatmeal stout.
I would say, yeah, we both went really dark this week.
So but then also, that story was not planned to be about oatmeal and have an oatmeal stout. It's just I found the note in my phone. Maybe one of these days, if y'all are lucky, you'll get to hear For Whom the Horn Honks. It's another short story I wrote.
I wrote an idea down for a short story the other day, except it's really deep.
I'm like, that's not my MO with
writing. It will not be read on this one. Yeah, no, it's has to do with like systemic racism and it's a whole thing. So yeah, so we'll get into that later, but not today. Although what we're talking about today,
no,
does
don't do that. Don't no, do the does. Gina Carano thing and compare something not that deep with something that's super fucking deep.
Yeah, we're talking about food. We're talking about food today. What you like eating, Jimmy?
I ate a lot of stuff. The main food I won't eat is blueberries because I hate blueberries. People can tell me they got antioxidants. People can tell me they're really good for you. Doesn't make them taste any less like shit to me.
I had a really good blueberry seltzer the other day.
It's probably good. I don't have anything against people that like blueberries. It's just not for me. Everybody's got foods they don't like. Mine is blueberries. If that offends you, go fuck yourself.
So other than blueberries, is there anything else you don't like?
That's the one food I will not eat. There's some food, like ham. I don't like ham. I've never been a fan of ham. Just is what it is.
Huh.
In a situation, if I went over to someone's house for dinner and they cooked ham, I'll eat it. Like, I can stomach ham. I'm just not a fan of it.
I've never had anything, like, wrong with ham.
It's not, Just not my thing. The closest thing I can think to that would be olives. I don't particularly like olives, but I'm not completely disgusted by it. I will never choose them. I will never order ham.
I was gonna say, I feel like most times when people like have olives out though, like unless it's like on a pizza or something. But like if you're not just gonna like serve a meal with olives. If they're gonna be like out as a side or like on a bar or like in a buffet, and then it'll be your choice to either.
Well, unless they're like in like a Greek salad kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pizza doesn't count because like you can eat anything on pizza because it just kind of melds together.
I used to not like olives, like green olives specifically. I like black olives. I did not like green olives, but I used to force myself to eat them.
Why?
Yeah, I think I did it so much that I like them now. No, like
baby Brandon just sitting there crying with a can of olives, and your mom's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I don't like them." Like, "Why are you eating them?" I was like, "I have to, because I'm gonna do a podcast when I'm older and talk about this."
Either way, I now really like them.
I can do Greek olives and or like pitted olives.
Are you a blue cheese person? Nah,
I've grown more accustomed to it as I've gotten older. I didn't like it when I was younger. Again, it's one I don't seek it out. I'm not offended by it. But like I'll do olives and like a Bloody Mary, like get like a feta stuffed olives.
Yeah.
Those are I can eat those.
I'm doing that shit this weekend. I got some vegan feta and I'm I don't have any olives yet. I'm going to get some olives tomorrow morning. And we have got some essentially V8 like tomato juice. Stuff from our co-op.
But do you have vodka?
I do. I have multiple vodka.
Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah. Well, so Worcestershire sauce is not vegan. It's made with...
Also, people are probably mad at us because we're pronouncing it correctly without a hitch. Now some of those fucking plebs that are like...
It's not that hard.
Worcestershire? Like, get fucked. Just read the word correctly. That might be because we're Polish, because we're used to the language.
True. You put a bunch of words or letters that go together that aren't supposed to go together, and we can still pronounce it. It's anchovies, fermented anchovies. So it's technically not vegan. There are a few places that make like anchovy-free vegetarian or vegan ones, but...
You eat fish, though, occasionally, so it doesn't matter.
So fish, fish sauce is also a... often a substitute for Worcestershire if you don't have Worcestershire.
I'm saying you don't need vegan Worcestershire sauce.
Me, yeah. So I'm very much so, for those who don't know, I'm mainly a plant-based diet person where I try the best I can to eat plant-based and live a vegan lifestyle. Like I try to not use many animal products here and there. I don't ever claim to be vegan. But mostly because, like if it comes down to it, like if someone is like, hey, we're serving this and this is all we have, you know, if they didn't know going in and, you know, I'll probably eat it. But most people that I'm going over, especially nowadays, I don't go many places, but if I'm going somewhere, they usually know our dietary restrictions. My wife is also fairly plant-based. She'll eat a few more things than I will. Like, she still eats eggs and quite a bit of cheese, and I do not.
Because vegan cheese sucks.
So that's... Yes, it does. For the most part, there's not very many good vegan cheese. So, actually, Kroger has a really good plant-based queso that we found in Arizona the first time. It was phenomenal. Like, we were eating it, and everyone else was like, man, that's really good. And just ate all of our vegan queso, all of Chloe's family. But it was really good. Most substitutions don't go over too well. Like, you have to know what you're getting into. Like, Chow is a really good brand. That Chow is Chow. And it doesn't try to be cheese. Well, it doesn't try to be cheese. It's not like, oh, this is cheddar-flavored whatever. It's like, this is... original Chow flavored. It's like American cheese isn't cheddar or Swiss. It's American because it's not a real flavor. It's not real cheese. That's what Chow does. They're like, this is spicy Chow and this is original Chow. That shit's good. That'll make a good like grilled cheese. You can eat that one plain. It tastes like any other processed cheese because it's also not real cheese. That is a really good one. there's a point where when you're, if you're transitioning, if you weren't like raised on a plant-based diet and you're transitioning from a animal product diet to a plant-based diet where you try to make substitutions and substitute things. So like you try to find things that are chicken wings and you try to find things that are cheese and you try to find things that are meat rather than just cooking plant-based food for what it is. And I think that's why a lot of it is kind of shit. And that's why people look down on a lot of
plant-based things. I feel that.
Yeah. If you go in with like the Mediterranean diet in a lot of instances is, can be a very good plant-based diet. And, you know, based on things that aren't meat a lot of times. A lot of Indian food is, you know, obviously there's a lot of vegetarian Indian and people in the Indian continent. So you can make those things without having to substitute this and that for this. So you don't lack or you don't go, oh, this is better with real cheese or real, because it never had that to begin with. But
yeah, on that note with that, it's interesting. As someone that's
like you've transitioned a little bit.
No, not at all. I've tried non-meat products. I've gone before where I've tried to like do meatless Mondays before that fell through after a while, just based on what I had in the fridge.
Why though?
Just what I had in the freezer. Like I had a lot of chicken I needed to cook
there,
but I've dabbled. I've dipped my toe in the water of plant-based stuff just to see what it's like. And going in, one thing you said, like with your chow stuff, it's not trying to be something else. That's the thing that turns me off to plant-based or vegan foods is when it's trying to replicate meat. It's like, why not just have an alternative rather than a substitute, make it an alternative. Like I fuck with black beans heavy. It's one of my favorite foods. So to make like black bean burgers, it tastes like black beans. So it's not trying to be beef. It's just black bean. You know you're eating black beans when you're eating it. But when you're doing like the Impossible Whopper and stuff where it's not a healthier alternative, it's just a meatless alternative.
Oh, definitely not.
And it kind of tastes like meat, but then that's when you start getting into like the Diet Coke aspartame situation of like, what are they putting in this to make it taste like this?
So healthiness aside, I will say a lot of the Beyond and Impossible and other faux meats out there get very close. As someone who used to eat meat and now does not, they are very close. They're and they all depend on who's cooking them and how. I've had them at some local places in New Jersey before I moved. Some of the local pubs did a Beyond patty and it was damn close. If they served it up next to a regular one, you took a bite of both, you probably wouldn't be able to tell.
And one thing with that too,
they season their meat as well.
That's a big thing too. That was what I was gonna say with some of the meat, like I said, alternatives rather than like a copycat, but like stuff like tempeh and tofu. A lot of times people try to go meatless and then get turned off because they don't know what they're doing with it. There's like, oh, here's this thing.
It took me
forever
to learn how to cook tofu correctly.
I mean, I have a block of it in my fridge right now. I haven't gotten around to trying to cook it yet. I haven't looked into it, but I'm going to try it out. I tried tofu at your place. It was fine. But
what did I make? Did I make it?
Chloe just kind of like grilled it in the pan and then we did like the wraps.
Oh, that was the smoked tofu.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's right? Just
that was pretty good.
But going in knowing I'm not trying to trick myself into saying I'm eating meat. Right. Going in with the mindset is like I'm not eating meat. That's one. But one thing that like as far as getting close, the fake chicken patties, because chicken patties, like actual chicken breaded chicken patties, are suspect as they are. Like if you get ground chicken that's breaded and fried to make a chicken sandwich like that, you don't know what you're getting.
All the chicken bits.
Then you get the ones that are probably like just mostly chickpea based, I'd assume. Chickpea and soy. Yeah. It tastes fine. Yeah. It tastes similar to like a high school chicken sandwich type thing. But I felt like the, not to brand name here, but like the Morningstar ones, are the spicy ones are always sold out, but probably for a reason because they're good.
Because they're damn good. Yeah.
And it's like eating those, like, oh, fuck, I don't need to buy like cheap chicken patties. These are fine. Like, these taste good. Granted, they're not a super healthy item just because they're meatless. They're it's not. Just they taste good.
No, and I'll do that like on the weekends and stuff, like watching the game. I'll make some of the buffalo nuggets or something. I'll toss them in some buffalo sauce. Essentially make like boneless wings.
One thing I don't get behind with that, it's been memes before.
Cauliflower.
There you go. I don't fuck with the cauliflower quote-unquote wings. No, that's, again, you're trying to pretend it's chicken. It's not. Right. It's buffalo cauliflower. Cauliflower's fine.
I do like buffalo cauliflower.
I do too. But if you're sitting there trying to pretend it's a wing, you're just trying to label it as wings with a Y in it. Fucking Tyson already does that with their suspect chicken with a Y because they can't call it a real wing. It's a nugget.
Actually, so 2020 Super Bowl, before COVID restrictions and everything, and we had a party. I did a probably 98% plant-based Super Bowl spread and like didn't really warn anyone and no one cared. Like I did barbecue, like veggie balls were really good. We did buffalo tempeh. We had all kinds of other, and we also let people bring, like, I don't care if someone comes over and they bring something that has meat or dairy in it. I'll let them. I'm not going to,
Yeah, that's where it comes in, where the stigma with veganism as someone that has that lifestyle of being, like, judging other people or, like, wanting to make a scene about, like, oh, my God, you're eating meat. It's like, you don't give a fuck. It's you just choose not to eat it is all.
There's a couple friends, like, and, like, I didn't necessarily do it as a moral, like, don't eat animals thing. But, I mean, I love animals, and now the more and more I get into it, the more I'm like, oh, yeah, you probably shouldn't kill animals for their products. That's just mean.
It's like your friend out in Jersey that raised all the chickens, so she doesn't eat chicken anymore because she sees chickens as pets, not the meat source. Right.
But we'll eat their eggs.
Yeah.
And that was when I was still eating eggs out there because we were getting eggs from our friend who was raising the chickens and would give them a damn good life. And like, we knew where those eggs came from and we knew those were very happy chickens. If I met someone here who had chickens, I would
eat also eggs. Keep in contact with her?
She's in Nebraska.
Oh, nice. Did she take her chickens with her or did she get new chickens?
No chickens now.
I feel like there'd be chickens in Nebraska. I feel like they'd be easily attainable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, same thing. Like if you have.
Well, I'd say you talked about your Super Bowl spread. Let's go back to 2018 when you did Thanksgiving. Yeah. You did an entirely vegan Thanksgiving spread. You did the meatless balls. You did the squash ravioli, which was excellent.
Yep.
I don't remember anything else.
Mashed potatoes. Oh, yeah,
it was just without butter.
Mashed potatoes. We made, I think we did a broccoli, quote, cheese soup.
That's so long ago. I don't remember. It was a nice time, but the memory of 2019 Thanksgiving usurps that because I got massive food poisoning and I thought I was going to die.
Not at one of my Thanksgivings.
Not yours. We still don't know what it was that caused it because no one else got sick, but I got violently ill. And like, I was sitting there in the bathroom trying to living in South Bend, like going through the Rolodex in my head of like, who can I call if I have to go to the hospital? Like, who's the closest person I can call to take me to the hospital?
Yo, I will say this, since I've started eating plant-based, one, when I switched over in the first like 3 months, I felt probably the best I'd ever felt as far as like energy was up. Like I didn't feel like lethargic. I was never tired. Just generally speaking, I felt really, really good. Like my whole system had a reboot, and that wasn't even like full plant-based. I was still eating. Like I've always known dairy was kind of an issue. So like I'd been cutting back on that, but like that was still with like a little bit of cheese and eggs and things like that, like a little bit of dairy, but cutting out just like most of the meat and like most animal products made such a huge change. And the more I've done that, the better I've felt. I can't think of once where I've had like a stomach flu or like gotten, like food poisoning or like you can't really get sick from a plant-based diet. Like, the worst thing that's happened is like, oh, I've had too many like like it was a very bean heavy meal. You know, that's the worst that happens.
I'm just saying, you can get E. coli from. There's a whole bunch of times when spinach got recalled because E. coli breakout and salmonella and stuff like that. But that's just mishandling of the actual vegetables.
Yeah. Well, and I'm pretty sure that's most of that's cross contamination with animal products. Oh, yeah, as
that's
well.
True.
So
it's always chicken, though. Fucking, that's the. Because, like, I'm weaning back with the fake chicken stuff, all the chicken alternatives that I can fuck with. It makes you think more and more. Like, raw chicken is just so disgusting to me. Like, I don't like cooking raw chicken. I don't like handling raw chicken. I'm washing my hands 14 times while I'm trying to cook it. So it makes more sense, like, just a logistic standpoint to, like, use a meatless alternative. Because, like, if it's a plant-based thing, like a tofu or, like, a tempeh,
yeah,
I'm not worried about getting, like, salmonella from it, just inherently from it. So that makes sense on a logistical standpoint. And I think that might be a thing because I'm moving here soon. So basically just eat what's in the freezer now. But I'm considering not even specifically transitioning to a meatless lifestyle or a plant-based lifestyle. Just, again, like dipping my toe in, going a little, wading out in the water right. A little bit, trying different, just getting a wide array of like, what can I do with tofu? What can I do with tempeh? I'll start just trying it out, just seeing because I know I can cook for the most part. I'm good at seasoning more than anything else, which is 90% of the issue with it.
That's the issue most people have with tofu, is that it doesn't have flavor, right?
Tastes like whatever you put on it.
Exactly. And most white people don't know how to season their food.
Most white people don't know what Old Bay seasoning is. They don't know what sazon is. They don't know what adobo is. They just go to the spice racks, the section in the grocery store with the spices. Just get everything. Just try it out. Just get a little bit, put a little bit on this, cook it. If you didn't like that one,
shit,
put it aside.
I was looking when my grandma used to put paprika in things.
Bro, speaking of paprika, on that tangent, for Thanksgiving, yes, I had to make macaroni and cheese, which I had never made from scratch before. So I was looking up recipes. One of the recipes seemed like it was going to be good until halfway through, she said, and now you put paprika in, but it's just for color because we know paprika doesn't have taste.
Okay, I agree.
No, paprika does have a flavor. It has a spice to it. It's not super strong, but she dumped paprika in because if you didn't use paprika, it would just, but other people use different like coloring agents to make it more orange.
Yeah.
But she was just using a shitload of paprika to turn it orange. She's like, oh, it doesn't have a taste to it. It's like the amount you're putting in. Yes, the fuck it does.
So I always thought paprika didn't have a taste as well.
It definitely does.
It really does. Like,
you're wrong.
I mostly only use smoked paprika now. If I have to use paprika,
the fuck are you not? And why would you use regular paprika? That doesn't have a taste.
It doesn't have a taste. So I one-upped it. So I always use smoked paprika in things, and then I found bourbon smoked paprika, which is a whole other level, and that shit's delicious. I also have now a bourbon lemon pepper that I use, a bourbon garlic salt. Like, oh man, there's a bunch of them. I have four of them. I don't remember what the fourth one is, but these bourbon flavored ones are really good.
But no, paprika, smoked paprika specifically, is a cornerstone to making spicy mayo, which I do, which kind of what the Popeyes does. I go off a little bit, but it's basically just mayo, or in your case, you can use vegan mayonnaise.
Vegan mayo.
That's
Yep, Hellman's makes a good one. No sponsorship.
Oh, dude, if we get sponsored by Hellman's, fuck yeah. Our opening is two white guys with a podcast.
I'll give you this right now. Out of all the vegan mayo, like there's like vegan A's and like some other, Hellman's vegan mayo.
Because Hellman's makes the best regular mayo. It's no question. It's, of course, they're going to make the best vegan one.
Dude.
But either way.
Dude, I grew up in a Miracle Whip family.
I'm sorry. So did I.
Yeah.
It's.
Those damn
Polacks. Dude, it's the same situation as growing up with fucking country crock margarine instead of butter. And then
that was the only thing we ever, I didn't think I had butter until I was in high school.
Mitch Hedberg joke is like, I tried butter and So I can say fuck margarine. I've seen through the bullshit. But yeah.
Well, now I'm back. Now I go. Now I've transitioned back though to like vegetable oil
spread
based things.
But it's not country crock. It doesn't come in a fucking 4 pound tub, and it's fucking yellow.
No, we always had the tub.
Just thinking about that. But then that was just normal. But looking back, it's like, that's disgusting. Why are we eating that stuff? But neither here nor there. What was I getting at? Spicy mayo. So you get your mayonnaise.
Yes.
And then you season to taste. However, but you smoke paprika, cayenne pepper, and then whatever like regular, I'd say maybe cayenne based hot sauce. I use Frank's because that's what I usually have.
Frank's. Yeah.
But you can use Tabasco, whatever. Just don't use like a Chipotle or like a specific hot sauce. But then, yeah, just mix it up. And then you got spicy mayo, good on all sandwiches. Speaking of hot sauce, on my desk right here, Sweet Baby Ray's makes some fucking fire hot sauce. They're usually the barbecue sauce company, but their hot sauce is so fucking... Their hot sauce and their buffalo sauce is amazing.
It's one thing I've enjoyed about... I mean, like, both of us are fairly good cooks, but, like, I experiment probably a little bit more than you do with things. I have that luxury. But the co-op that we go to has a really, really good hot sauce selection and a fairly decent barbecue, like, selection as well. And I picked one up the other day, and I didn't really read it. What was interesting in the barbecue sauce, all of the local ones have an original or like smoky and then a hot like variety. Like, I don't know if it's a Kentucky thing or what, but all of the barbecue sauce has a spicy, like spicy barbecue sauce variety, which is cool. I mean, I'll mess with that, but I picked up one that was not spicy. I didn't read it until afterward. Like, it was a delicious sauce. Like, I'll grab it again and we'll try it next time you're down here on something. But I was reading the back and it was like, next time you're chopping up that animal and grilling it real good. Like, it was like, you want it on pork, you want it on chicken, on beef. This is the best thing to slap on your dead meat. Like, it was all about like just grilling and meat and this and that. I was like, I put this on some tofu. it was delicious. But, that might have been the Nuggets one. That might have been for my Super Bowl party, which was me and my wife watching the Super Bowl. I made vegan chili dogs, which are really, really good. And vegan barbecue wings.
I was going to say with the spicy barbecue sauce thing, at the restaurant I worked at in college, like the end of my college career, we had barbecue sauce, and then we had hot barbecue sauce, which mainly the hot part was black pepper in it, but we would mix it ourselves and all that. My friend, who is also one of the owners, sent me a Snapchat of someone's receipt recently, and they put on the is the Western burger, which has the hot barbecue, and in his notes he put, please use regular barbecue, please, I'm high as fuck, I can't handle the spice.
That's the one thing, like, I've become a sauce
dude. Sauce is like, that's part of being a good cook, is knowing that most of the time when you cook something is like, oh, this isn't very good. It's like, just put a sauce. You need sauce. Like, it's bland.
Let me whip up a sauce.
Make a roux. Like, put something in it. You got sauce.
Well, I can grab six things out of my pantry and refrigerator and make a decent sauce. Like, you need something ketchup-based? So I can make a ketchup-based barbecue or something real quick? Or
make a red wine reduction. Mm-hmm. It's about putting shit in a hot pan.
I made some damn good sauces. Like, that's the one thing, like my wife can cook, you know, pretty well. You know, I like to think I can cook fairly decently. But, like, if any time that we cook something and it doesn't quite come out how we want it to, or if it's, like, the first time trying a recipe and something's, like, not quite right, I'd be like, hey, just let me whip up sauce. Like, give me 10 minutes. I'll do a sauce.
It goes the same way as, like, how seasoning can make or break anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a sauce, like... If you had something that's like, oh, it's a little bland, or it's like, I don't like flavor or whatever, put a sauce on it. Now it tastes like the sauce, like tofu. You season it. It's like, it's okay. It was like, make a sauce for it. There you go. Okay,
The trick with tofu, while we're on tofu real quick, the trick with it is, if you can, and the recipe allows for it, marinate your tofu in something because it'll just absorb all of that flavor.
The one I actually, especially the pork I have in my fridge is actually marinated tofu. Like it's already marinated.
Oh yeah, like that's what the smoked one we use is like pre-flavored, pre-marinated. But yeah, a lot of times I don't need to. I'm scrambling it or frying it or something, so I don't necessarily marinate it. Or I'll do a quick marinade, but.
Sauces though, like my vodka sauce, that's the best thing I make. That's like a day's fucking journey.
I'll make a marinara and I make quarts of it at a time.
You mean a red sauce?
Marinara.
You lived in Chicago for 2 years. It's a red sauce.
And then I lived in New Jersey for 5 and a half.
That don't mean shit. You were young and impressionable and you lived in Chicago. You put ketchup on a hot dog, I'm smacking the shit out of you.
Ew.
Dude, gross. It really is. I don't know why.
It's not.
I can't.
I'll do it when I'm drinking.
I don't really. We've talked about this before, but I don't really fuck with ketchup like that anymore.
I will put ketchup on anything still.
Yeah. I mean, ketchup can go on a burger. Even fries, like if mayo's available, I'll take mayo because of you.
Oh, 100% mayo on my fries. Yes.
We're fucking Slavic. I guess that's what.
I learned that in Germany. It was a.
Well, shit. Thing. Germany, they. Don't have Miesa, which is Polish for mayonnaise. We've talked about this too.
We did. You already taught everyone that. I feel like we can always talk about food. We'll come back to food many, many times on this podcast.
We talked about sauces. We talked about hot sauces. Let's just go. What's on my desk at the moment is we already said the Sweet Baby Ray's. I have two different bottles of Valentina. And as you can see, they can't. It's the 34-ounce bottles. I have regular and I have extra hot. They are both very good. The regular is almost out, but yes. Talked about eggs. If you want to put hot sauce on eggs, Valentina is the one to
Or tofu scramble.
Or tofu scramble. It is a breakfast hot sauce, for sure. Any kind of breakfast burrito, Valentina is the way to go. Going for a sponsorship. But then to kill a sponsorship, because I talked up Sweet Baby Ray's, their barbecue sauce, everyone usually talks about, like, Sweet Baby Ray's is the best. To me, it's not. But the caveat on that, Sweet Baby Ray's is the standard. All other barbecue sauces are compared to Sweet Baby Ray's. They're either better than Sweet Baby Ray's, or they're not.
If I need a lot of barbecue sauce in bulk, I will use Sweet Baby Ray's.
Even then.
Because for the price.
For the price, yes. But.
Unless I'm making it myself.
That's a different thing entirely, making your own. I'm talking just commercial sauces.
Yeah. If I'm having a party and I'm making like 10 things and one of them's like, you know, barbecue balls, then I can't say meatballs.
I know.
Barbecue balls. Like, I'll just buy a jar of Sweet Baby Ray's, the big old bottle, just squeeze it all in the crock pot, throw it on high, and cook them balls in some barbecue sauce. Like that one I just bought though, way better than Sweet Baby Ray's.
And that's the thing too, like independently owned, like making it from scratch type shit.
Oh yeah.
But as far as commercial off the shelf, I've yet to find a sauce better than Bullseye. And for those that don't know, Bullseye is what Burger King used to use on their, specifically on their rodeo burger, which is the burger with barbecue sauce and onion rings. Yes. They used to have a partnership with Bullseye. That's forever my favorite barbecue sauce. But then they've recently, like in recent years, partnered with Sweet Baby Ray's. So now Burger King barbecue sauce is all Sweet Baby Ray's. So it's still good, but it's not Bullseye. And I had this conversation with an old coworker. And I told him, I was like, dude, Bullseye is the shit. And he's like, I've never even heard of that. I was like, if you find it, buy it and let me know. He eventually did. He's like, holy shit, dude. I think you're right. This shit is might be better than Sweet Baby Ray's. It's so fucking good.
So idea for next time we do an in-person show where the two of us are together. We'll either do some barbecue sauces or hot sauces, and we'll compare, and we'll give our notes for people who maybe
nobody cares. Taste tests don't work on audio podcasts.
Hey, I don't care. I don't care. They don't care. We literally do this for us. That's
true. Nobody's fucking listening.
So, hey. So, we covered some bits of food. People kind of know our backgrounds now.
Yeah.
We'll do more next time. This will be food number one.
This will be the food pretty much exclusive. Food will come back up. Poor choice of words.
Like I said, we might specialize. We might specialize in food, certain foods.
Yeah, we have the potential to specialize in a lot of things, but we haven't yet.
We might do an Easter special where I make a vegan Polish Easter, and we talk about that.
Gonna make a lamb cake.
That's you. You make the lamb cake.
No,
I'll make the rest. I'll make the whole rest of the meal.
What's the rest of the meal?
I don't know because I've never done a Polish Easter. I always do Hungarian Easter because we do it on the other fuck side
with
of the family.
The Easter part, I fuck with the next day, Dingus Day, as you can see by my Polish flag that no one else can see.
I haven't been to Dingus Day in so long. Let's talk about the holidays and Dingus stuff and all that next week.
I'll have to
question. We'll probably forget. I'll have
to find a bottle of yacht somewhere. And then I'll have to find two. I'll have to buy one and then send one to you. Then we got to do shots of yachts.
No. We'll just play the intro from the time we did yachts together.
The pilot episode?
Yep.
I don't even know what we talked about that episode. I just made you do a shot of yachts.
Perfect.
Now, man, that was back when the show had a different name that was already taken.
Anyway.
Well, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
Why do I always lead the intros and outros?
You started it, so. I did it in the second one, and it sounded so weird.
It sounded like you were just trying to end it. Like, you just took the reins. Well,
I was.
I mean, yeah.
I was. I knew it sounded weird because I did it. That's why, like, we ended it. I'm like, I'm not Jimmy.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.